Growing a catering business with Gulo Asam. It has been 5 years since Deviana Rizky Widyawati, 30 years old, started a catering service, the first business she opened, although not her first job. Before that, she had worked as a sales promotion person of a tea-based product and had joined an auto parts company. For Devi, as she is commonly known, the business began almost by chance. She has always loved cooking and would share her food with her neighbors. There was no specific plans in mind, but the universe conspired otherwise. Her cooking was popular among friends and colleagues, who then became her first customers. I've got neighbors who work as teachers and government employees. When their schools or offices organize an event, they order food from me, Devi said. Noticing an opportunity, Devi decided to take the business more seriously and turned her simple home kitchen into a full-on production facility. She also became a regular participant in many training programs for small and medium enterprises or SMEs organized by the government or by non-profit organizations. Devi's networking brought her to Patiro Semarang, who provided her with mentorship. Since then, her business took off. Today, she runs her kitchen with the help of 3 employees. Next, becoming a Gulo Asam merchant. Devi's business also owes its growth to Gulo Asam, a digital marketplace dedicated for Semarang SMEs that has enabled Devi to expand her customer base. The Gulo Asam app was launched last March 20, 2020 by the Cooperatives and MSME Agency of Semarang. Patiro told me about the app, Devi recalled. However, registering herself as a merchant was not a simple process. The app requires interested businesses to submit a business identification number or NIB and prove that they are a registered member of Gerai Kopi Mi, a government program to promote micro enterprises and cooperatives. Devi proceeded to obtain her NIB, but quickly bumped into problems. In front of a focus group discussion or FGD with other SME owners in Semarang, hosted by Patiro on March 19, 2020, Devi shared her problems. An NIB should take only 24 hours to produce, but by the time Devi spoke to the group, her application had been delayed for more than a week. Patiro came with Devi and 4 other SME owners to Gunung Pati District Office, which was responsible for issuing their NIBs, to sort out this hindrance. But NIB was not the only challenge. Immediately after her NIB was issued, Devi registered as a member of Gerai Kopi Mi. It wasn't smooth either, because the staff at the district office didn't understand how to navigate the online system, Devi shared. While waiting for her membership's approval, a government team started to curate Devi's products. She offered 4 menu choices under NDG 19 brand, 2 light snacks and 2 menu of rice sets, priced from 10,000 Indonesian rupiahs to 25,000 Indonesian rupiahs. Even then, she still had to wait until her products could be displayed in Gulo Asam. Devi spent the next days and weeks going back and forth to the district office and liaised closely with the cooperatives and MSME agency. Finally, on May 12, 2020, Devi's Gerai Kopi Mi's membership was approved. The next day, NDG 19 became an official merchant on Gulo Asam. Expanding the market. Devi's first order through Gulo Asam was 100 rice sets from the Communications and Informatics Agency. From there, orders from different agencies flourished. Gulo Asam has clearly helped Devi promote NDG 19. From a neighborhood shop, Devi has now served government agencies widely. I'm so grateful that my order volume is growing. I think we would have sold more without COVID-19 pandemic, expressed Devi. Thanks to Gulo Asam, there's never a sleepy day in the kitchen. NDG 19 currently receives between 50 to 100 rice set orders a day, and Devi's records up to 60 million Indonesian rupiahs of monthly gross sales. She's planned to offer more food choices to attract more customers. What makes Gulo Asam special for SME owners like Devi is the supply-demand transparency that the app creates. On the platform, anyone can be competitive in serving customers like government agencies. Devi is confident the app can make Semarang's SMEs thrive. The app's user-intuitive design is another advantage. Guloasem is accessible by simply downloading it from the Google Play Store. When an order is placed, a merchant receives a notification. Type of food, quantity, and requested date of delivery. A merchant only needs a few clicks to confirm the order. The order is then processed and food is delivered on the agreed date and time. Invoice is sent to the buyer by system and payment is settled, usually no later than a week. Having said that, Guloasem still needs to improve in some areas. The administrative process is certainly one aspect to refine. New users may also need help to operate the platform. Some people are confused with the requirements. It's understandable. Technology is not the best friend of many SMEs owners, Devi explained, and then added that SMEs need more training and mentoring.